Right.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Second hour of blissfulness that is the world. You know, I just cannot believe on Twitter the number of people that you know, and most of these people who are arguing with me about Idris Elba being James Bond, they're white. I find it amazing that I don't see any. You know, I saw one black Twitterer respond to my statements about Idris Elba, and he agreed with me. All the others who are disagreeing with me, they're all white. I don't know what that says, really. Look, other than the fact, you know, I mean, I could read into it. You know, maybe blacks don't really care, which is probably more the case than not, is they really don't care. I mean, it's not that I really care, but they probably really don't care enough to get involved in it because they know, you know, Rod, man, you just stepped into a swamp here and they're going to, you know, try to drown you in this crap. And sure enough, they're all over the place. You know, you must be fun at parties. What's that got to do with the real, whether I'm fun at parties or not is irrelevant. I know it was a poor attempt at being, you know, being an insult. But see, people fail to understand something. It's hard to insult me. I mean, really. I mean, it has to be something not harsh, but it has to be substantial. It really does. Because I don't have, you know, thin skin. I don't often care what people say or think. But see, these people are all about, you know, leftists are all about what other people think and being in touch with their feelings. So they're easily offended. I'm not. And they seem to think, oh, yeah, you know, well, we're just going to say that nobody's ever invite you to their party. You jackass, I wouldn't go to your party anyway. I'm not going to be your token character. You know, token is on, what, South Park, right? Is that where token is? I don't know. I'm not going to be anybody's token character, so I wouldn't go to your party anyway. Well, they don't like that. I'm supposed to be hurt that they wouldn't invite me to one of their parties. You know, person, please, honestly, trust me, these people have nothing. It's kind of, look, I'm more insulted by this next person. I mean, well, I wouldn't say insulted. I'd just say offended. I'm more offended by Michael Moore than I am about those white people defending Idris Elba being a James Bond because it makes them feel good. Honestly, Michael Moore is a is a fat blob piece of, you know. Well, Rod, you can't take a person's, you know, what he looks like. They can't help. Yeah, Michael, yes, you can help being fat. You know how people get fat? There's only, well, outside of rare medical conditions, you know how people get fat? Regular people get fat because they take in too many calories, meaning they eat and drink too much. Not necessarily alcohol either. I love how CNN keeps, they keep talking about Donald Trump's Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi drinking. You know, evidently Donald Trump likes diet soft drinks. Now, personally, myself, I think they're nasty tasting. But some people actually do like the flavor. I don't. So I don't drink that garbage. Plus, you know, certain types of sweeteners are actually bad and have been proven to probably make you fatter than drinking the sugared variety anyway. But, you know, Donald Trump doesn't seem to be a big load. But they're all worried about the president's health because he drinks too many Diet Cokes and it's setting a bad example. Well, I thought drinking Diet Cokes are better. But they'll uphold and lift up, well, as high as they can, lift up fat slobs like Michael Moore, who's always been a, you know, this guy's always been a roly-poly, dumpy, lumpy, ugly, flat, a fat slob. Even back in the early days, you know, Roger and Me stuff, and he kind of lumbered along when he walked down the streets of Detroit. He's always been a fat slob, but I thought he was poor. How the hell can he get? You know, if you're a poor person, can I ask this? I'm not trying to be mean, but this is an observation. I am trying to figure out how it is that oftentimes some of the fattest people that are out there are people on various welfare programs. Well, if you're poor and have no money and that you need government assistance, how can you buy an abundance of food to overeat? I realize these people also, their diets, you go and their diet consists of candy and snack chips and things like that. And you know, they go into Walmart and they don't buy a small bag, you know, a 13-ounce bag of cheese balls or cheese puffs. They buy that big bottle, jar, jug thing. I've never bought one of those, by the way. But I see people loading. I remember going into Sam's or was it the other one? BJ's. Anyway, look, they had these things in the middle of an aisle, you know, on a pallet. And these are pretty big jars. You've probably seen them. Well, they're plastic jugs, I guess. I don't know what they are. But now most people usually pick up one. This woman loaded five into her cart and then had to tell her little roly-poly kid to go get another cart because five of them took up the entire cart. And she said, yeah, no. And she was arguing with the kids because I'm going to write your names on each one and so y'all have your own. And so evidently she was buying one for each member of the family. No, they weren't going to share one. There must be five people in the family. Each one was going to get their own tub of cheese balls. I'll never forget that. There are certain things that stay with you the rest of your life. That's one of those things in a shopping store. I don't even remember. It could have been BJ's. Could have been, one of those two clubs. But walking by, thinking, I'm going to put your name on all of them. You're going to get your own name. So I guess what she was saying is that there are five members in her. I'm assuming that there are five members in her family. And each one was going to get their own tub of cheese balls. no, I don't know if she was on any type of welfare assistance program or not. I couldn't assume that. But she didn't have five kids with her. So I can only assume that, you know, there's only five members of her family. I don't know if they're all kids or not. They weren't. If she had more than the two that were there, then they weren't there with her at that particular point in time. I just remember telling the older one to go get another cart because those five tubs took up almost the entire space of the cart that they had. But that's what happens at places like this. But, you know, this is what they eat. So is it any wonder or question why people get overweight? Now, I'm not accusing people of, well, It's not just Michael Moore is fat and dumpy and ugly. It's that he's a hypocrite. He is the essence of what liberals think that rich white men are. Oh, rich white men, they don't care about anything. They're lazy. They're fat. They live in big houses. They don't need big houses. And Michael Moore does it all. He fits the stereotypical, rich white Republican that liberal leftists say populates the Republican Party. It's Michael Moore, except he's a leftist. He is the poster child for their hatred, but they love this man for some reason. Well, Michael Moore is around there. He's saying F hope because it's the lazy way out. That's what Michael Moore says about hope. Hey, Barack Obama, Michael Moore says F your hope. Are you going to stand for that? Here's an overly pampered, lazy, overfed, rich, white guy saying F your hope. And this is incredible. But nobody's jumping on Michael Moore. Now, I bet you if Michael Moore were a Republican and he said that, the news would be all over him. But here's Michael Moore basically telling black people and telling Barack Obama, hey, Barack, F hope. That's exactly what he said. He says it's the lazy way out. Liberal activist filmmaker Michael Moore said it in an interview promoting his new anti-Trump film, Fahrenheit 11/9. Which is set to open in theaters across the country on September 21st. Michael Moore says legal means and exposing scandals can't save the country. Indeed, it can't, because Hillary Clinton is still walking free, Michael. This is what Moore told the Huffington Post in his vulgar attack on hope. He said in the interview, F hope, seriously, F hope, F despair. But F hope. He gave the finger to Barack Obama and all you people who believe in hope. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Michael Moore says, F hope. Up yours. What are you going to do about that? Hope is passive, he says. Hope gives you permission to let someone else do the work. Hope leads to believe that tax returns or a P-tape or the FBI, or an adult film star will save the country. Were you relying, Michael, on Stormy Daniels to take down Donald Trump? Now, wait a minute. Wait. I'm sorry. But Stormy Daniels is a whore. Now, what's the definition of a whore? A woman who gets paid to have sex with men. What was Stormy Daniels? A porn star. What was her job? She got paid to have sex with men on film. I mean, get... So according to Michael, F hope because Stormy Daniels couldn't take down Donald Trump. By the way, Stormy Daniels willingly had a sexual affair with Donald Trump. He didn't rape her. Stormy Daniels never said that Donald Trump touched her in an inappropriate manner that she didn't want to be touched. Never said it. There are a half dozen women at least that say that Bill Clinton did inappropriate things to them. That's called sexual assault and rape, by the way. So Donald Trump, has an affair with one porn star, which most American red-blooded American straight men would love to have an affair with a porn star. I'm just saying. And back in the day, back in Stormy's good days, she was pretty hot. Not going to deny it. She may not be so hot now, but she was back then. So, any red-blooded American straight male would probably, as they say, I'd hit that. They'd love to do that. Donald Trump is a red-blooded American straight male. Of course he hit it. He had the chance. She willingly gave it up. Now, those half-dozen women that accused Bill Clinton of certain things didn't willingly give it up. He just took it. So six of them and one of Stormy, and we're supposed to believe Stormy to take down Donald Trump. And that's what I guess Michael Moore had his hope in Stormy. And the FBI, Michael, if the FBI actually did their job, half the people that you support would be in jail by now. And we're talking Hillary Clinton, We're talking probably Loretta Lynch and Valerie Jarrett. We're talking Comey. We're talking Strzok. We'd be talking Lisa Page and I don't know how many other people, and probably even looking at Barack Hussein Obama himself at this particular point in time. But they didn't do their job. So I guess he's right on that. We can't depend on the legal system and the FBI. What P tape, by the way? There is no P tape. There's a tape of Trump having people piss on the bed that Obama slept in. There isn't such a tape because he never did it. But he put his hope in something that didn't exist. Do you folks understand this? Michael Moore is saying F hope to Barack Obama and all you wonderful black people that say, keep hope alive, keep hope alive, because he put his hope in stuff that did not exist. He put his hope in a P tape that never existed. He put his hope in rape charges with Stormy Daniels, which, she admitted it was consensual. She even consented to being bought off in order to shut up about it. In other words, if anything, Stormy Daniels is guilty of extortion and bribery. I'm not saying that she is. But she did take money to be quiet, and now that when she went back and asked for more money, they didn't want to give it to her. So basically, that's a good base for extortion and bribery. Highly illegal, by the way, in this country. Yeah. So he's got his hope in a bunch of people who were covering up the truth, in the FBI. These people are covering up the truth, and so they wouldn't have to administer the law to people that they loved and adored. So they were protecting people. He had his hope in something that never existed, a P-tape. And he had his hopes in a whore that willingly slept with Donald Trump and thinking that, maybe it was rape. Could be rape. I'm hoping it's rape. And it turns out to be, if anything, it turns out to be extortion and bribery. But he can't keep hope alive anymore. Michael Moore is not going to keep hope alive. I can't. Hope has died, man. Hope has died, according to Michael Moore. Simply because they can't get rid of Donald Trump. This is the most insane thing. I've never, folks, this is. Now, let's do all seriousness here. Let's, all kidding aside, let's for a second just really think about what these people are trying to do. I mean, honestly, they have never done anything like this before. This is an absolute turn to a new low for the left. Well, we on the right made a mistake. We gave these little children what they wanted in Barack Hussein Obama, not once, but twice. I told people that this was going to be a problem even after he leaves office. Because they were going to get used to getting what they think they were getting their way. And it didn't matter whether or not they believed in what they were saying. They said it, so they wanted their way. They're still throwing a temper tantrum for not getting their way. If you ask most of 90% of them couldn't tell you why they supported Hillary Clinton. Oh, she's the smartest woman in the world. Why? We've got all of this. None of the basically. By the way, nobody's ever denied. It's a rare few, but nobody denies what Hillary has done or not done. Not even on the left. They just don't want to talk about it. Well, Donald Trump is this. Well, what about Hillary? Well, that doesn't matter. Well, what do you mean? It matters with Trump, but it doesn't matter with Hillary? Oh, of course, they'll try to say, well, because Hillary isn't elected. So if she got elected, then you would expect her to be impeached. Well, no. Well, I'm confused. Donald Trump is accused of the things that Hillary actually did. And he didn't do any of those things. But he should be impeached. But Hillary, if she became president instead of Trump, shouldn't be impeached for those things. So it doesn't matter what the person has done or who it is. It's all about them getting their way because they've chosen the person that they want, period. And evidently, more people wanted Hillary than Bernie. So Hillary was the winner. Supposed to be the winner. Even though, well, I don't know. There are some people who say that Bernie had more supporters. But, hey, even all those people that supported Bernie, well, we're going to support Hillary now. Well, Bernie, she stole it from Bernie. Weren't you people accusing her of stealing and rigging the election against Bernie? And we've even had some proof of that fact. And yet you people are saying that Clinton should be president and shouldn't be impeached for doing the same crimes that you're accusing Donald Trump of. She colluded to steal the election from Bernie. You guys are okay with it. Why? Because you didn't choose Trump. Because Trump decided to come down that escalator and run as a Republican. I guarantee you, if he ran as a Democrat, he would be so loved in this country, it would be ridiculous. So this is what Michael Moore says about hope. F hope, because you know what? We want all this false, fake stuff to be true, and it's none of it's proven to be true. And we can only hope that Donald Trump is just as big a crook as all these Democrats are. But he's not, so F hope. I mean, really, this is what he's saying. Now, he can make up all this kind of crap all he wants to, but he understands. Look, Michael Moore fully understands. People aren't going to buy half the crap in his movies. You know, his last couple of documentary movies, whatever they call them, they bombed. Nobody bought what he was selling. So I doubt, and by the way, for those people who do go to see the movie, all you're doing is lining this guy's pocket. What's he worth? He's worth at least $50 million now. Here's a guy who's supposed to be an out-of-work auto builder. Didn't he work for GM or something at one point? That's out of work, though. And now he makes a couple of documentaries, one called Roger and Me that the left thought was all so great and beautiful, and ends up giving this guy millions of dollars, and now he's worth over $50 million. Lives in a big, beautiful, not disparaging him for that. He took advantage of a situation, a positive advantage, and good for him. But you people are a joke if you think that this guy is for you and on your side, because he just now told you to go F yourself because F hope. By the way, go see my movie. Pay your $15 so I can put an additional wing on my house. That's the way that works. Don't doubt me.
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show. Let truth be told.
Ooh, love hurts.
Yes, love hurts. It can hurt emotionally, but more important, it can also hurt you physically. It can hurt you in a way which nobody who owns a hot tub and lives in California can afford to be unaware of. Yes, I'm talking about California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. This painful, incurable disease can make an enjoyable soak in a hot tub with family, friends, and dog into a literally unforgettable experience. If you catch California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, not only will you walk around feeling like you're about to pass a twisted sardine can lid, you'll also smell like a pile of burning tractor tires. So don't jump out of the frying pan and into the hot tub, because if you get California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, it'll really burn your ass.
This has been a public service message brought to you by the Citizens Against CHTRG Foundation. California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. We're not going to take it sitting down.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15
$15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Let's go to town. Let's raise our expectations. Let's prepare to be delighted. Let's raise a glass in our spirits. Most of all, let's have some fun doing it. Let's go to Kalamazoo, a big little city in southwest Michigan, a community like no other, where crime is high and old water pipes bursting will have us asking to leave. Where every hour and every day there's new crime to see or hear, drug deals and overdoses, police stations and jails running at full capacity all the time. Polluted water at the diner, detours from broken water mains that are sure to make us want to leave. Let's go to Kalamazoo and embrace all the crime this town has to offer, because the times we savor the most are pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.gov.
Well, it seems like the NFL isn't
isn't learning its lessons, I guess. Now, I didn't even know that the NFL was playing last night, but I forgot. It's August, so it's time for preseason. But evidently during the national anthem, there were a couple of Miami Dolphins players that took a knee during the anthem. And, of course, Colin Kaepernick evidently tweeted out that, yeah, my brother is over there in Miami. They're, you know, still pointing out the systemic oppression. What oppression? More blacks than ever have jobs and are working and are pursuing opportunity. More blacks than ever are preparing to go on to get a college education and be indoctrinated in these wonderful institutes of higher learning. But what oppression? You just had a president who was black, well, half black. I'm trying to, you know, you got all these guys in the NFL. Most of the NFL players are black. There's a high percentage of them are black. What over was it, 65% or something are black? You know, and making millions of dollars a year. Even what is Colin Kaepernick doing now? He hasn't played in a couple of years. He's still making money. What? Oh, and he's only half black. What oppression? I can tell you every morning I wake up and I wake up in my own bed, and in my own with my own roof over my head. I don't feel oppressed. I'm trying to figure out what the hell I am so oppressed by. Yeah, and you know what? I'm in a very pretty, you know, what's considered to be a very white state. Did you know that New Hampshire is considered to be an overly white state? Now, I don't know what the hell that means, because I look around New Hampshire and I see a lot of diversity. There's an awful lot of Latinos here, but I guess there's not enough. Or maybe they're considering these Latinos to be white people. You know, white Latinos like George, what's his face down in Florida, who now he doesn't live in Florida. You know, the Trayvon Martin thing. But oppressed? I'm trying to this is oppression, where I get to own and drive my own car and wake up in my own bed with my own home, with my own furniture, and, you know, with my own cat that I feed daily without any government assistance. If I can do all that without having any food stamps or welfare checks or anything like that in coming in my mailbox, if that's oppression, being free, then I guess I'm happy to be oppressed. I'm just trying to. What is this oppression that we keep hearing about? Well, you're just lucky, Rod. You don't. Well, no, I'm not lucky. I don't have any special opportunities that other people don't have. I take advantage of it. Look, I can just look at my own family. I can take Buffalo, New York, where a big portion of my own immediate family lives. You know, my cousins and so forth. And I can look at my own family and see, you know, half of them did the right things and half of them did, literally, you could probably split it down the middle. Half of them did the right things and half of them did the wrong things. And, you know, there are half of them that are doing very well, even financially. Now, I got a couple of cousins, man. I should probably hit them up for money. Seriously. You want to talk about being successful financially? I got some cousins that are rich now, Jack. So half of my family did well, and the other half, they went down the tube. Some of them are even dead now. I mean, they all had the same opportunity because they came from the same damn family. But there are some that took the opportunity and took advantage of the opportunity that they had and made the best of it, and others just threw it aside and said, no, I'm oppressed, man, I'm oppressed. So I'm going to run around acting like an oppressed child, and, you know, and I've lost family members, cousins, to gun violence. And gang violence. So don't tell me that we're oppressed. It's a bunch of BS. Yet we all have the same opportunity. I can look at one family, my own, and tell you that some people choose to take advantage of the opportunity, and some people choose to live the criminal life of the oppressed. They never learn over at the NFL. Bunch of rich, over-pampered players getting overpaid for doing that job. Again, I've always said it, you know, if you can get $1 million for playing football and somebody's willing to give it to you, God bless you, go ahead and get it. But don't expect me to pay $100 a ticket to go watch you play. Screw that, as they would say. In any case, speaking of being oppressed... Kanye West is kind of thinking he's oppressed at the moment. I'm sorry. I still don't think that the man has a whole hell of a lot of. I can't say he doesn't have musical talent. I don't like his stuff. Okay, I don't like his music, if you will. But you can't help because there are times when the guy is so spot on, and I know people don't agree with him a lot. But I tell you, you know, when you remember those years ago when he called out, was it the American Music Awards for giving Taylor Swift an award, and he was incensed by it? I understood that because Taylor Swift has no talent. I'm sorry, I know there are a lot of people that like her, but I'm you know, it's like Lady Gaga. Please, girl's got no real talent. I'm sorry, she doesn't. Her songs suck. Her lyrics suck. They do. And I fully understood with what Kanye West was saying back then. Still didn't like him very much. But I always thought he was kind of a jackass. And he's still kind of a jackass. But so am I, guess. It's that kind of opinionated jackass that really hits home. I mean, he touches on the truth, and the truth explodes on people all over. Well, Kanye West says he defends his support for Trump by saying, liberals can't bully me. Yeah, that's true. His personality is far too strong, and he's far too self-assured and far too arrogant to be bullied by anybody. But Kanye West, during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, I guess he defended his decision to support Donald Trump during the 2016 presidential election and said he would not be bullied by those on the left. Now, I'm sure there are many, like Jimmy Kimmel and many people in the audience were sitting there like, what? But Kanye, you're a rapper and you're black and you're Kanye. What is up with this? Just as a musician, African-American guy out in Hollywood, all these different things, you know, everyone around me, he says, tried to pick my candidate for me. This is what the Chicago rapper told Kimmel, and then told me every time I said I like Trump that I couldn't say it out loud or my career would be over. I'd get kicked out of the black community because blacks, we're supposed to have a monolithic thought. We can only like, we can only be Democrats and all. And he let that truth explode on the Jimmy Kimmel set because he was absolutely right. Like him or hate him is irrelevant. What he said was absolutely, and he's always been, when he's done stuff like this, if you go back and you look at Kanye, you could say, well, Kanye West is such a jackass, but wait. Was he telling the truth, though? Yeah, he was. Now, maybe he could have said it or did it or exposed it in a different way. But because he's a jackass, he did it in the Kanye West style. And that may be a problem for some people. But was he telling the truth, though? See, that's the whole point. Nobody wants to listen to what he says anymore. Because they don't want to hear what he says. They don't want to hear his truth. I bet you if he puts it in some... Well, didn't he just put out an album and it went gold or platinum or something? Thought his career was dead. And evidently he's also like worth almost $1 billion. Well, according to Forbes, I guess, that's the way it goes. He's got some business dealings that if he inks those deals, he could put him over the billion mark. I think everybody's expecting Jay-Z to be the first male black entertainer, rapper, billionaire. But it looks like it's going to be Kanye West is going to sneak past P. Diddy and Jay-Z to hit that mark first. Good for him. But, you know, again, it's all on paper anyway. Yeah, I know, and he's married to that Kim thing. I notice people stop saying Kimye now. You know when people used to say Brangelina and what did they call what was Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston's name? I'm trying to think. Jennifer and Brad. I don't know what the. But evidently, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, they were Brangelina. And they started doing that with a lot of celebrity couples. And they did that with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. They call it Kim Ye. Like, please, this is stupid. But that's how you identify Hollywood couples. But I've noticed they stopped using that term Kim Ye. And it isn't because, you know, Kim Kardashian doesn't stand behind her man. She's not, you know, I know she's got her own money now because of, you know, her cosmetic lines and that stupid, Keeping Up or Watching the Kardashians or whatever the hell that reality. How many of those are, how many Kardashians are there? Well, I shouldn't say, because some of them are Jenners. I get it. How many of them are there? I don't know. I can't keep track. It seems like every time I turn around, there's a new one coming out with a cosmetic line or a reality show. And I know so Kim has got her own bucks, but she doesn't have Kanye West bucks. And I'm sorry, but, you know, they're all a bunch of gold diggers. Has anybody noticed that there's a couple of the Kardashians, too? It seems like the only people they want to date are black men. I'm just trying to figure that one out. Look, I know that there are people that have a so-called dark skin fetish. I get it. And it just, what was the movie, White Chicks? You know, Terry Crews played he was a big black guy, right? He was playing a guy that wanted a white trophy wife, and he was like, let's go hunting for a white. And at the end of the movie, when he finds out that the Wayans brothers who are playing these white chicks weren't actually chicks at all, his first thing to say to them is, "What? Not that they weren't girls, but they weren't white. Wait, you're not white? Doesn't matter. Didn't matter if they were men or women. So I mean, they're both sides of the aisle. There are people like that. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's not even annoying, and it's not racist either. People just have in their own little world what they find attractive and what they're attracted to, and that's fine. It's not necessarily racist. You know, some people are automatically and say, well, that's right. No, not really. Not automatically, no. Now, if you rule out somebody strictly because of their race, well, that tends to be, you know, well, I don't think any black woman is pretty. I'd never date one. What are you, crazy? That's kind of a racist statement. It's simply because somebody is black. No matter what their skin tone is, if they have too much melanin in their skin, you're going to rule them out because in your mind they can't possibly, that's a racist thing. But if you want to date, you know, only people with dark skin, if you're a white person, if you're a white woman and you don't like white men, I don't think that's racist, but I do question what might be wrong with you. Why? You know, well, I mean, just maybe the personality of white men versus black men. You like the thug type of thing, and whites do the impersonation of thug life very poorly. They do. I'm sorry. Again, it's absconding with somebody else's. It's one thing to, let me see if I can put this into terms people don't understand without thinking that I'm being judgmental, overly judgmental. It's one thing to admire somebody else's culture. It's even one thing to even say, you know, I like this culture so much I want to surround myself in it. I mean, if you're, well, I mean, if I were to take it to the extreme in my example for myself, well, I happen to like Asian culture and kung fu movies. So if I were to take it to the extreme, I would have my house look like, you know, be decorated, you know, in Chinese red and black lacquer and have all the kung fu stuff and red, you know, rosy red and purple linens and everything. And it'd be a very, very ostentatious in an Asian way. That's not a racist thing. But you know what would be odd and probably a little bit racist is if I were to start to act like I was Chinese. Now, that would be unacceptable. But for some reason, it is okay for a bunch of white kids to walk around, try to talk like, act like they came out of the hood. And they've lived in suburbia all their damn life. Well, maybe this is why they think it's okay for Idris Elba to be, you know, because there have been certain parts of liberal white America that has been absconding with with minority culture for years and making tons of money off minority culture for years. I guess this could be payback. And we're going to pay you back. Okay, you can take James Bond. How about we just don't appropriate each other's culture? You appreciate it. You love it. You can experience it. But you can't pretend to be it when you're not. That just doesn't make any sense. I mean, white people who grew up all born and raised in suburban, you know, whatever, you know, Westchester, New York, you should not be running around acting like they came out of the Bronx any more than a black person who came out of the Bronx should be pretending that, you know, he grew up in Shanghai. Or anything. It doesn't matter who you are. You can't. It's insulting to those people, by the way, when you try to appropriate their culture, when you don't know anything about it because you have not experienced it yourself personally. Doesn't matter who you are. I'm just saying. And it's also very bad when you assume and try to force people to think or believe a particular way because of your own stereotype. To tell Kanye West that he should be a Democrat is stereotyping Kanye West. Well, he's out of Chicago, he's the inner city, he's a rapper, he should be a Democrat. Says who? I think that's what Kanye's been trying to point out now for months. He's got a brain. He can think for himself. You know, you used to call him a genius, now all of a sudden you call him adult. Why? Because he likes Donald Trump? That's the only difference? So before he admitted that he liked Donald Trump, Kanye, he's a genius, man. We love Kanye. I like Donald Trump. Oh, he's an asshole. He's stupid. He's ignorant. He's probably retarded. Kim probably put some dope in his drinks, his coffee every morning. He's dumb now. I mean, really? So this is why he's saying he's not going to be bullied. Kudos to you, Kanye. Trust me, I understand what you're going through, brother. Don't be bullied by these people, because they don't care about you anyway. They don't. I mean, how many times have they thought Kanye West was you know, the guy had a, supposedly had a, what, did he have a nervous breakdown or something? Kanye is crazy. He's officially crazy, man. That's why, you know, he had a mental breakdown. The excuse was he was mental exhaustion and physical exhaustion from working too much. Okay, I don't know. I've never lived a Kanye lifestyle. Couldn't tell you what kind of pressure was on him. But hell, he's married to a Kardashian, so I can imagine that there's a whole hell of a lot of pressure. and he's stuck to it now because he got two kids with her. So that's, and unlike Michael Jackson, I think those two are Kanye's kids, by the way. Just saying. I don't believe that. Either one of those three children are Michael Jackson's actual biological children. At least, I don't believe he actually had sex with their mothers to have them. I'm not saying that I think Michael was gay. I don't. He was probably asexual. I have no idea. Maybe with all the surgeries, plastic surgeries, and drugs he was taking, he probably couldn't even get it up. But who cares? He was the only father that those kids knew. But he wasn't their I'm convinced he's not their biological father. But that doesn't mean that he couldn't have been a good father to them. Judge orders. Here's from the Wall Street Journal. Judge orders return of two deported asylum seekers to the U.S. Folks, I mean, this is ludicrous. And I don't mean, you know, the rapper. Luda. Listen, over the weekend I saw not Criminal Minds, but SVU. And it had Ludacris was in this episode, and he was playing a crazy person. Literally crazy. He was just out to get revenge because he was the byproduct of rape. You know, his daddy was a rapist and his mom didn't want him, so put him up for adoption because she didn't want a child born out of rape. She couldn't get an abortion. And this is why, you know, some liberals will say, well, this is why you need an abortion, right? This is why you need to have abortion available. No, because that his character decided to find out, you know, to take the information that he found out about his conception and go and turn to crime. That's the whole thing. It's the decisions that you make. It's not how you're brought into this world. It's the decisions that you make afterwards that are what count. Now, sure, yes, you know, those decisions on how you came into the world can have some influence, but in the end, it is up to you. Because there are a lot of people that have the similar circumstances that don't choose, you know, that evil path. And in this, he's a product of hatred, Rod. You know, his dad, he's not even real dad, but his sperm donor raped his mom. That's how she got pregnant. Well, one of the lead characters, who's a cop, was also born the same way. Her dad raped her mother, but she became a cop. Ludacris's character, his dad, raped his mother, and instead, he became a murderer. Choices. Brought into the world similar ways, but made vastly different choices once they got here. That's that. Look, you are responsible for your own life. Nobody else can live it for you, so therefore you cannot make excuses based on somebody else. Well, they made me do it. No, they didn't. You did it. You decided. You decided to take that path. Now, you have a choice to take that path, or you could take the other path. You chose the wrong path, so you got to suffer the consequences. There is no excuse for it. And our legal and justice system needs to take all of these excuses out of the system, because people are just piling up with them. No, you chose to go that direction, dude. You chose it, because there are far too many people who are in similar circumstances or worse circumstances than you, and they chose a different path and did something positive with their life, and even to the point where they become extremely successful or help a whole hell of a lot of other people. You chose a different path. So you lost. Plain and simple.
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the Idiot Left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and/or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I'm a leftist elite Hollywood a-hole? If so, good news. The Rod Eccles Hollywood Community College is now open, featuring such courses as Unemployment is Not Paid Vacation. No, Americans don't want to spend $19 for an order of French fries and the ever-popular Shut the Hell Up. Why, just listen to this big-time celebrity endorsement.
I'm not Rosie O'Donnell, and I think this school's offensive, sexist, and racist.
And I think you're a giant a-hole who needs to shut the hell up. Hey, we teach a course in that. The Rod Eccles Hollywood Community College, where being an a-hole is not a guarantee you'll be an A-student.
Thousands of families affected by disasters, like the recent wildfires, urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide warm